So, Archbishop Dermot Martin, you're here with a bell that's come all the way from Dublin to be rung here at the general audience. What's the significance of this?
The bell is the symbol we adopted for the Eucharistic Congress in the period of preparation. The bell in Ireland is traditionally rung to gather people, to call people, out of their everyday into prayer and into church. And we thought this would be a useful symbol to have and to go around. It's been rung about 250,000 times. It's gone to so many schools in the country to draw attention. People ring the bell, and it's again the idea of convoking, calling. And that's what's being done here in the general audience today.
Pope Benedict will ring
the bell again as a symbol of calling people to come to this Congress. Now, the calling comes then into a deeper sense that the first thing you do when you come to celebrate Eucharist is to gather. And we want to stress in this that the bond there is between communion with Christ, communion with one another. That those who belong to the Eucharistic community, those who celebrate the Eucharist together, then have another relationship between each other. And that's what constitutes, in some ways, the Church. And that communion with one another should be a model also for the type of communion community which should exist in society. So you move from the Eucharist and this personal encounter with Jesus Christ out into the community, and then with this bell people are called back to take their place in the Eucharist and in prayer.
So this bell is a very important part of the preparations. Tell us a little bit more about what is going on practically and, as you say, in terms of spiritual preparation.
One of the things we from the very beginning wanted to see was that the Eucharistic Congress is to be a high moment in a much larger process. We don't want the Eucharistic Congress simply to be an event that takes place, begins on one day, ends on that day, on another day, and it's all over. We want to have this period of preparing for the Congress and then the period of following the Congress to be part of this programme of renewal of the Church in Ireland, which is underway particularly since the letter of Pope Benedict to the Catholics of Ireland. That letter was written 2 years ago, on the 19th of March 2010. The bell pilgrimage started 1 year ago on the Feast of St. Patrick in Dublin 1 year ago. So these are two processes that belong together. What we've been doing, there's been, and these different icons here are indications of the four periods of pastoral preparation that have taken place. We're now in the final period. And that has begun, and you can see this, to create an awareness that the Congress is an important event, that the Congress is an event of real spiritual renewal for the Church in Ireland, and that renewal will have deep roots. I believe the Church in Ireland has gone through very difficult times. The wounds that people have experienced in the Church of Jesus Christ, we will always live with the fact that those people were wounded and that the process of healing will take time. But at the same time, there's a real sense of renewal taking part in the Church in Ireland. And people are seeing that what will emerge when this process moves forward will be a very different type, but a much stronger church in Ireland for the years to come.
This is, as you say, crucial for the church in Ireland, but it's also an international Eucharistic Congress, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm very pleased to see the level of solidarity that we're receiving from the churches around the world. The bishops who are coming, our pilgrimages are coming, there's always this idea that they want to support and sustain and help the Church in Ireland in a difficult period. And also to show people in Ireland that the Church around the world is alive and well, and there's a lot happening, and that it's working very much for the good of the communities in different parts of the world, and that this will give a new sense of confidence maybe to people in the Irish Church. We've got large numbers of pilgrims from different parts of the world who are coming, and we'll see how that actually works out then.
Finally, for you personally, this Congress will mark perhaps the most significant moment since you took over there as head of the diocese in Dublin.
Well, it is. It's an important moment. I was at the Eucharistic Congress in 1960 in Munich, and the last time we met with Pope Benedict about the Eucharistic Congress, he mentioned that Congress. And I said, he said he was at the Congress in 1960 and he remembers it. And I said, I was there. He said, you weren't even born at the time. And it's been very interesting to see. This would be an event. It would be a big public event. I look back, we had the Eucharistic Congress in 1932. Now, that was a very interesting event because it was the first time in which people from both sides of a very bitter civil war 10 years earlier came together and was seen as a moment of reconciliation. My predecessor as Archbishop of Dublin was in a huge effort to prevent the civil war. with the Lord Mayor of Dublin. They met with both sides on many occasions and failed. And he had this idea that the Eucharistic Congress would be a moment of reconciliation. And there's something about that, this Congress today, that's coming up, that it's, I think, going to be a moment of healing within the Irish Church, and a moment in which the Irish Church will be able to move forward in a very different way. The big challenge will be young people. You know, there is a youth stream planned, and we'll see, can we regain that contact with young people. Another interesting thing is one of the icons here was painted by an Anglican, and there's an ecumenical dimension to the Congress. On the first day, for example, it will be on our common baptism, and we'll have the Church of Ireland Archbishop of Dublin, we'll have a Russian Orthodox Metropolitan, a Greek Orthodox Metropolitan, the head of the Focolare movement, and the Prior of Tese. A very, very interesting gathering altogether, you know. In the week before the Congress, there'll be a theological symposium. It will be opened by Cardinal Ouellette. Again, it's a week of reflection on the Eucharist, which will be of particular interest to priests as a type of spiritual retreat, preparing them for the Congress and preparing for the mission that they have.